So one of the things I wanted to ask you, Dr. Pickett, is with regards to timing, mm-hmm. we want to help our children through these changes as much as we can. Right. Do you find that it helps to talk with them as they're going through each phase, or do you try to talk with them or recommend talking with them before each phase comes up?
As much as possible before. I find that if we wait until it happens, it's more reactionary. The feedback that I receive from most parents who either have my books or they've attended my classes will say if their child attended the class and say something happened, they'll say, you know, she handled it better than I did because she had attended your class or she had read the book. Again, I think if we talk about it from as early as possible, when they're 4 and 5 and we start noticing, making sure that they call their body parts by the proper names, we destigmatize it, we normalize it so that as they grow up, they know that changes are going to occur. And when they occur, they can say, okay, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Just didn't know when, but I knew it was going to happen.
So generally speaking, how long does puberty last?
Typically, it will start roughly, particularly with the hygiene issues around the age of 7 to 8. And then you'll typically go through it up till about 17, 18. So you will see with girls and their breast development, you will see them have changes to their breasts up until about age 18 or so. Same with boys in terms of their growth. Most of them will probably have reached the maximum amount of growth that they're going to have roughly around 17, 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that with our girls and our boys, and of course this is regardless of, mm-hmm. of ethnicity, but mm-hmm. still, we're looking at 7, 8 years of age, mm-hmm. puberty's beginning. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our girls and our boys at some point, they're going to be experiencing blood flow mm-hmm. to their genitalia. Mm-hmm. For the girls also to the nipples. They're getting their bodies. This is nature's way of getting the body ready to reproduce.
Right.
Generally speaking, at what age are they actually, are the boys and girls actually able to reproduce?
So once a girl is able to have a period, she's able to reproduce. So that's our signal that her body is releasing an egg and that egg was not fertilized, therefore she has a period. So she's able to conceive at that time. Typically, when the boy starts having those, quote, nocturnal emissions, so he's having producing semen at night, and whether he wants to or not, that's usually when we know that he's able to reproduce too.
Because she's going to need the egg.
And he needs the sperm.
He needs the sperm.
And we need to bring those two together if a baby is to result from, mm-hmm. if we're going to reproduce.
So what are some of the keys to helping our children be aware of the fact, first of all, that, hey, by the time you get to this age range, you can expect blood flow, you can expect feelings, etc.
Right.
How do we help them then determine, well, you know what, I may be experiencing urges as a result, how do I control them?
I think that's a great question. I think we need to destigmatize it, that just because you're having this these urges doesn't mean that something's wrong with you. You just have to be careful with them. And I feel that when we approach it in a very clinical manner, that the purpose for you to have these urges is so that you can reproduce and have a baby. But we know you're not ready to have a baby, that you don't want to have a baby. So let's talk about, you know, what you can do to curb the urge, satisfy the urge, but it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the urge. It's your body's preparing you so that when, you know, my husband hates when I talk about death around my children, but it's going to happen. And so I always like to say, so that when I'm not here, you're here and you're preparing for the next generation. But in order for me to have you, I had to have all these feelings and know what to do with them. So until you can fine tune them, you may have difficulty trying to figure out what to do with them, but there's nothing wrong with you having them. We know that you're not ready to have a baby. You know, you don't want to have a baby. So these are some things that you can do to help you with those urges. But the fact that you have them does not mean that there's something wrong with you.
so they can be comfortable with who they are.
Yes.
While they're learning to be comfortable with what's happening with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. As I mentioned before, when you mentioned some of the personality changes that we see, it's because they don't know what to do with this. They feel something must be wrong with me for feeling this way. Is there something shameful in this? There's something wrong with this. And so because of that, they're kind of lashing out. And my position is that, oh, no, they don't have to lash out. You know, we just say, oh, I understand what you're going through. You don't know what's happening. World War III is going on in your body, and you don't know what to do with it.
And so shame is, do you find that for some of the children, whether male or female, that part of the issue is also fear?
Yes. I think, again, culturally, we as a community, we're not very open with this conversation. So as I was discussing with someone earlier, that when I typically have the classes especially for the young ladies 12 and up, I usually ask the parents to leave the room. That it's just me and the girls. And once I assure them, anything that happens in here today, I'm not having this conversation with anyone else about you. So I want you to ask the questions. And at first, they're very slow to ask. Then once the first person asks whatever question, and I'm very pragmatic and clinical about it, I explain the ins and outs just as I would explain how to curl their hair at night. You know, well, this will cause these two things together will result in this. They appreciate it, and that's how you know that they really have a thirst for knowledge. They really want to know how to navigate this. They're just afraid to do so because they feel that their parents or their trusted someone is going to have an opinion of them that's not favorable.
Do you find that when you're talking with the girls that some of them, and I'm thinking ages, some age groups are able to talk with you a little bit more freely, relax, and have that discussion, and others it is about the same regardless?
It's definitely age dependent. The 9 to 11 year old girls, I usually have their moms in the room with me. But the 12 to 14 year old and the 15 on up girls, they're a lot more candid. Interestingly, I find that the 15 on up girls, I think they feel like they know it all already, and that inevitably, at some point during the conversation, their eyes will widen because that's when they realize that they had a belief system about something and I've just disabused them of that notion. And they're like, oh, I didn't realize that. And then after that happens, they become a lot more candid. But I find that the 12 to 14 year olds, they're just kind of loose. They let it all out. And the 15 on up, they're a bit more reserved. But ultimately, when I start those, I kind of talk about getting ready for college parties and things like that. And when I start becoming very pragmatic with, these are the kind of things that can happen at parties. These are things that can prepare you for that. That's when those boundaries usually let go.
Gotcha. All right. Because you bring it down to a level that they can understand, where they can really relate and connect.
Yes.
Doctor, if you would share with everyone where your practice is located and tell them again how they can get, you know, the names of your books and how they can get them.
Great. Well, my practice is located at 3624 J. Dewey Gray Circle, Suite 240, right across from Doctor's Hospital in the Green Glass Building. Both of my books are on Amazon.com, and the first one is Big Sis's Guide to Growing Up, and the other is Buddy's Big Guy Guidebook. If you search for Donna Adams Pickett in the search engine for Amazon, both books will come up. And with Amazon Prime, you'll have them within 2 days.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to get the books. Dr. Pickett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself today.
I'm glad. Stay with me. Be right back.